We do have a few minutes left if there are any questions for our other speakers.
There are some. There would have been maybe her own contemporaries, younger people. The bulk of the fieldwork that I did myself, I did before I got round to getting through these tapes. So if I've talked to people, performers since, it's been sort of casual conversations. I haven't quizzed them too much about it. But in general, when people talk about Barbara having taped them, it seems to have been sort of a very casual affair. You know, she even recorded surreptitiously as well. And people have an interesting attitude to that because, of course, I wondered about that, given that I was going to be broadcasting those recordings. But a lot of people sort of, they interpreted that surreptitious act as more of an honour to the performer's ability, because if she'd put that microphone right in front of them, so many of them it would have been the first time, and they might have been nervous and not given their best. So now, retrospectively, the attitude is, oh, well, it's a great recording because they were completely unaware that they were being recorded. And there was a story even of one guy, and she played the recording back to him, and he didn't understand really what the technology was, and he didn't realize it was his own voice that was coming out of this machine, and he was sort of congratulating the effort that was on the machine, thinking, God, he's as good as myself, you know. so that's another really interesting aspect of the technology, or of the whole collection, is that she is recording right at this key moment of enormous change in the life of the islands. And she even kept one very interesting tape where they sort of, it wasn't really a prank, but their neighbour, I actually showed her house, the thatched cottage with the smoke coming from the chimney. Their neighbour came up and you can hear Barbara talking and her mother, Maude, and they say, Gonal's down it, come over and have a look at it. And she sort of walks slowly across the room and you can hear her reaction and marveling at the machine that she's seeing for the first time. And Barbara kept that tape. You know, she taped over other things on the same tape, but she kept that little, minute and a half of conversation. So there's a cross section of kind of encounters with the technology, depending on the age group then of the different performers. Okay, thanks.
Any other questions? Okay, and this is a question for Deirdre.
Did she tape entirely?
It varied. Sometimes there's tapes where she would go to somebody's house. So there's one in particular where she went to the house of a known poet. And this poet had a cousin who was another poet. And the two of them used to sort of spar from time to time. So that's a fantastic tape because it's like, you know, she's getting their latest compositions sort of hot off the press. But the two of them, it's like they're having this salon between the two poets. And they comment to each other. And it's less about, you know, the machine than it is really about they're celebrating their abilities. So that's one interesting kind of deliberate effort. And even the way that she recorded it, it's very specifically kind of an act of collecting, but an enjoyable one in that they had an audience and, you know, you can hear people enjoying it. Then she would go down to the pub and she might record people openly or she might do it surreptitiously, kind of varied. And then sometimes parties, you know, if there was a party going on in the house, she might pull it out. The house in like her parents' house was a guest house for 50 years, so there were a lot of visitors passing through. So there's visitors, there's locals. It was known for parties, and then there were parties that were deliberately built around the recording machine. Those audio letters that I showed you. So sometimes there's a going away party for an emigrant, and they're talking to the other immigrants maybe that are away, the ones that didn't come home on this particular visit, and they're giving messages like you heard. Hello, Dee, the Banav is doing fine. Banav is a piglet, by the way, in case you were wondering what that was about. So, there's a huge variety of approaches.
Thank you. Well, that concludes the session. Let's have a round of applause for our speakers. Those are three very nice talks.